Section H, interest-free and low-interest loans. Again, a Brombox Class 1A section. And again, HMRC provides a working sheet, this time number 4, to assist with the calculation of the benefit. The provision of an interest-free or low-interest loan to an employee or to a member of the family or household by virtue of the employment is a taxable and reportable benefit. A company loan is regarded as a beneficial loan when arranged or facilitated by the employer or a third party on behalf of the employer, and the rate of interest is less than the official rate of interest. That was 4.75% throughout the tax year 2009-10. We do not have to report loans used wholly for a qualifying purpose, and for that you need to look at Chapter 17 and Appendix 5 of the Booklet 480. Employers are required to report the cash equivalent for each non-qualifying loan separately, except where a closed company elects to treat all non-qualifying loans in the same currency and owing at the same time as one loan. The employer is also required to report the purpose of the loan. A would be a loan used for the purpose of a trade, professional, vocation. B, a loan used for the purchase of a main residence. C, a loan used for the purpose eligible for relief other than the purchase of a main residence. D, we would note as a loan not within A, B, or C. E is a loan given as part of a relocation package, and we would note it as F, where the purpose of the loan is simply not known. The next section is Section I, Private Medical Treatment or Insurance. Again, a Class 1A section, but this time no working sheet. The provision of private medical treatment or insurance, except medical insurance cover for overseas duties, is a taxable and reportable benefit, but it is not a taxable benefit for P9D employees, in other words, those employees earning at less than a rate of £8,500. Employers have to report the cost of any private medical or dental treatment or insurance premiums, and the cost of any excess on the medical insurance cover, if that cost is met by the employer. Any amount made good should be deducted, and the net cash equivalent will be reported in Box 11. If an employer pays the excess on the policy, that is an additional benefit to be reported on the P11D. Section J, Qualifying Relocation Expenditure. Again, a Class 1A brown box, and here again we have a working sheet number 5 provided by HMRC to help calculate the benefit. The cost of relocating an employee is reported year under qualifying expenditure, and then again at Section N of the P11D, where it is non-qualifying expenditure. Employers have to report for each move the excess over the £8,000 tax relief limit of qualifying relocation expenses, payments and benefits at Box 15. A relocation will qualify for tax relief if the employee moves within the employment, perhaps on promotion, or it could be to take up a new employment, and providing that the new residence is within reasonable daily travelling distance of the new workplace. Qualifying expenditure includes the cost of selling the old home and buying the new one, including legal expenses, stamp duty, estate agents' fees, removal fees, and the cost of travel between the old home and the new workplace until a new permanent home is found. It also includes the cost of temporary accommodation at the new location whilst the employee looks for more permanent accommodation. It is important to remember that the £8,000 tax relief is not an annual limit, and you must therefore establish the cost of any qualifying items incurred last year and take this into account. There is a time limit of 12 months after the end of the tax year in which the relocation takes place. Section K, services supplied. We have to report the cost of any services supplied to the employee, and you must take into account any amount paid by the employee or from which income tax was deducted to arrive at the net cash equivalent to be reported at Box 15. The cost of any in-house services, such as tax advice provided to employees of an accountancy firm or conveyancing services provided to employees of a law firm, is not taxable. The charge, if any, would be based on the marginal or additional cost incurred. The employee of the law firm would be expected to pay the actual cost of items such as search fees, which would otherwise give rise to a taxable and reportable benefit. Section L, assets placed at the employee's disposal. Here the reporting requirement is based on the annual value of the use of the employer asset, and that annual value is 20% of the market value of the asset when it was first used to provide a benefit, or any sum paid by the employer by way of a rent or hire charge for the asset. We have to provide a description of the asset and report the gross benefit comprising the annual value, including any additional expenses incurred in provision of the asset. Some employer-provided assets are exempt from a tax charge where the private use is regarded as insignificant. There isn't a taxable benefit if an employer provides equipment such as a wheelchair or a urinate to an employee with a disability, when it is provided to enable the employee to take up or retain their work, and where the employee uses the equipment or significant private use. Problems that occur with this section is where the employer, say, provides a painting to the director or employee to hang in their home, and that's the use of an asset which should be reported as a taxable benefit. Other problems that the revenue are looking for might include the provision of clothing to employees which does not qualify as uniform. This could be in a retail shop where employees are wearing the store clothing to advertise that clothing, but it is still regarded as a taxable benefit.